The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group. And now, here's Christopher Hart, Rich Jekyll, and Lucy Polito.
Hello again, and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with a winning combination for your business. And yes, indeed, we have the full-on winning combination today because we have the two award-winning Score volunteers with us. Once again, starting with Lucy Polito. How are you doing today, Lucy?
I am terrific, Chris, and how about you?
Excellent, excellent. And of course, the other award winner would be none other than Rich Jekyll. How do you be, Rich Jekyll?
Hello, Christopher, King of Hearts.
That be me, Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But, of course, this show is all about Score and everything Score's got going on because they always got something going on at Score. That is a fact. And I hope you were able to attend. If you weren't, do you, Lucy, do you know if they have the Climb event videos and all that stuff that from that event? Is it up in the archive now?
We don't have them yet. They're working on it. Delaney is supposed to be getting them on. And I don't know. I think we talked about having them perhaps the following week. Yeah, next week.
Okay. Anyway, what we're talking about is just a couple of weeks ago, recently, the National Entrepreneur Center, which is now open for business. The doors are open. Score doors are open, although the hours are still limited. Right, Lucy?
Yes, they are.
We are
from 10 to 2.
Monday through Thursday, right?
Correct.
That's when the Score offices are open. Now, obviously, you can still call them. They can go to orlando.score.org at your convenience. But the doors are slowly opening again, so there will be physical contact type things. And the first one was just recently the Climb event. And it was a fantastic event, very well attended. And once it's up at the archive, you'll be able to see for yourself and take advantage of it that way. So there'll be more of those things to come because Score's always got something going on. So please do go to orlando.score.org to sign up for the newsletter. That way you will have alerts and be ready for whatever comes along. And if you would like to make an appointment to meet with someone at Score, or perhaps you have a question that could be answered over the phone, you can call them at 407-420-4844 for Score. It is 407-420-4844. And you can also access the national website, which is score.org. And as we've been telling you, they got great information there too, videos. They got the archive of all of the templates, the documents that you need for any type of business organization. And everything that Score has to offer comes at the bargain basement price of how much is it again, Rich?
Oh, man, the big F word. It is free.
And, of course, that is thanks to some great sponsorships. And Score, of course, is a nonprofit organization, and the volunteers like Rich and Lucy don't earn a dime, but they sure earn a lot of gratitude and smiles and satisfaction when they see people succeed or not get into something that they were surely to fail at.
Yeah, they shouldn't get into, yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to give you the realistic scoop at Score. That's one of the best things about them is they don't they don't butter you up. They just give you the realistic lay of the land, and that's what you really need. And then they give you the ways to navigate that land, and that's what you really need. And all you have to do is ask for their help. And keep an eye on that archive where the events are building up, because that is a treasure trove of information going forward that you'll be able to access at any time, as well as the treasure trove of information you get from this here radio show, because that is archived at the website as well. All of that at orlando.score.org. Okay, so SCORE is always looking out into the community, seeing what's going on, and finding out from the behind-the-scenes sort of thing how things might be changing. And that brings us to our guest today. She is in the real estate business. She is Kathy Palma. Kathy, thanks for joining us today on What's the Score.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, you're quite welcome. Am I to understand that you and Lucy are acquainted with one another? Did I get that right?
Don't put that on her already.
All right. Well, I don't know if Lucy warned you or not, but anyway, what we like to do around here is, before we get to the business things like what you're doing now, we want to try to find out a little bit about how you got to where you are now. We like to go as far back as we can go. So if you can tell us where you're actually from, where you were raised, that sort of thing, and give us a little bio, if you would.
Sure, I'd love to. So I have lived in Florida my whole life. I'm one of those rare, real Floridians.
Florida girl.
I'm the real deal.
From Central Florida?
I was born time ago in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, Tampa. Yep.
And I moved to Orlando in 1981. Loved Orlando. Think it's a great city. I've always been in sales, some sort of sales, whether it was office supply sales, selling temporary help back in the day. I raised two young men. They are 35 and 37. They both live in town. One is married, one is not. My younger one's in Paris right now at an Airbnb for a month. So he's enjoying himself.
I bet.
Life is tough.
Yeah, I know. He's an attorney. So anyway, I had my own business for about 17 years. I had a fun little jewelry store where we taught people how to make jewelry. I had a lot of teachers that came in, and it was like, I know you all probably remember Cheers. I wanted to be like the Cheers of the bead stores and the jewelry stores. And that's kind of the atmosphere that I had. But along came 2019 and Amazon took a lot of my business away. I was a brick and mortar store. Amazon, I just found my sales going down and down and down. So I feel like I sort of had a little angel on my shoulder because I liquidated my business and got out of my business in December of 2019. Which then was COVID.
Wow.
And we were in lockdown. So I was like, well, now what am I going to do? And not to mention, I had ended a long-term marriage. So I was pretty much in lockdown, isolated by myself, thinking, what have I done? So what I did was I made good use of my time. And at 62 years old, I decided I'm going to get my real estate license. And so that's what I did. And I've been doing it about 2 years now. I'm really, really, really enjoying it. I feel like, you know, I've started a new life and a new career. And so far, it's been good. It's interesting. But, you know, the company that I'm with is very different. And I'm really enjoying it. I work with eXp Realty. And they're very different. They're a cloud-based avatar agent-owned company worldwide, over 70,000 people.
Wow, so that's
very cool. Yeah,
that's fascinating. And yeah. Lucy, when did you folks meet, and how did y'all meet?
Actually, believe it or not, we met during the women's conference, and I heard a little bit about Kathy, and I thought that her life was very interesting. You know, when you think about starting a business, most people think businesses are started by very young people. You know, people want to start a business. I think we all do. We all started a business at one time or another when we were younger. And in hearing Kathy, I was inspired in the fact that here was a person who was basically, you know, a bit older than usual for folks who are starting businesses, and that she had been successful at her previous business. And now she was doing something totally different, taking a chance at a difficult time in the world, really, because she started in the middle of the, not the middle, the beginning of the pandemic. And I thought, boy, this is a lady with lots of guts. So we started talking, and that's how we basically got related. I thought it was very interesting that, you know, a lot of people are afraid to start a business at any time. Many times because they don't have the money, they may not have the experience. But here's a lady who had the guts to do it at a very difficult time, mostly, as I say, because we were in the pandemic and who, you know, a lot of people went out of business. Nobody was thinking about starting a business. They were thinking about closing their business.
Well, she kind of did both.
That was very brave of her.
But she kind of did both. She closed the one. You know, timing is everything in life, right?
Yes,
and
it is.
You basically closed at the right time, even though you suffered a downward trend there at the jewelry store.
Yes.
But in a way, you timed it right to get into the real estate business. It's in Central Florida, I take it. You're in Central,
yes.
Where it's been hot as a rock. I mean, hot as rock in a desert. I mean, this was a great time, in that sense. But it's also been very competitive too, I'm sure.
Very competitive, yeah. It's been very interesting. I mean, you know, it's definitely a seller's market, and Florida is just hot in every which way. I mean, you've got people coming from all over. And some of the people, it's been very interesting. I actually did this yesterday. I went out to Lake Buena Vista. I have a couple from New York that they just want to buy this place so bad. They can't get down here. They're going to pay cash. And they just wanted to see a video of it, sight unseen. And this is happening. People are just saying, shoot me a video. We're going to pay cash. And when they pay cash, there's no inspection, there's no appraisal, there's no financing. These people can close within 3 weeks, you know, versus trying to get the FHA loan, which is the most popular here, which is, you know, you got to be pre-qualified, you've got to put 3% down. You know, it's been very interesting. And, you know, property, you put something on the market, it's really going to be there. You put it out there from 1 to 30 days, that property is going to be sold.
Okay.
Within 30 days. And if it's not sold, it's too high.
Okay.
The price is too high.
All right. Well, right now the clock has run too low on us, so we're going to have to take a break. But when we come back on the other side, we'll be talking with Kathy Palma about the real estate market, in particular in Central Florida, and this new way of buying and selling houses. We'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Welcome back to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And once again, we have the full-on winning combination today. Award-winning Rich Jekyll and Lucy Polito from Score, and myself, Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Kathy Palma, and she's a realtor. By the way, her website is Kathy Lee Palma, Lee spelled with two E's, kathyleepalma.exprealty.com. And we were just talking about how you came into this at a time when the market's real hot, but it's also been changing somewhat. And, of course, you've had low interest rates. They're creeping back up now, but considering the demand, especially here in Central Florida, that's probably not likely to cool things off too much in the near future anyway, do you think?
No, it's not. You know, you're still seeing people just coming down, you know, all the time, getting calls, and they want to be here. People want to be in Florida.
And you mentioned that a lot of people are coming here with cash money. I mean, they don't care what the interest rate is when you're paying cash money, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've got one client, for instance, that rents in New York City. So he is coming down here to buy, and he's cash. And for him, he's like, listen, I don't care. I'm paying way too much in New York. So he's happy to come to Florida, and he's happy to pay cash. That a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, how can people do this? But I think people are coming from the big cities where rent and everything is so expensive. I mean, this fella told me that his HOA fees in Manhattan were $10,000 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy mackerel.
$10,000 a month.
You so, know, people that come from New York, especially, if you come from New York or California,
exactly,
you could buy an incredibly beautiful house in Orlando or its surroundings.
Florida.
So much better than you could ever think about having in LA or San Francisco or any of those places for one third of the price of what it would cost over there.
And
so, and you have the sunshine.
Yes,
you
do.
And you have the beaches and you have, you know, we have, I won't say
what
we have
the commute,
the best restaurants as New York or maybe LA, but we have, you know, we do okay. We're okay.
Before we
get
the commute back and forth to New York.
I'm sorry?
The commute back and forth to New York.
Lucy, sure. some people do, And what's also very interesting is I've got a few clients that, you know, are from out of state that want to move here, and they're looking at homes that are, you know, 1.5 to 2.5 million, okay? Let me tell you, those homes go just as quick. Just as quick. It can be on the market for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And it's amazing that they're, that price point is also gone that quick.
Well, let me tell you, a personal story. I have a very good friend of mine who lives in New York. She's lived in the same house for 40 years. The house is worth nothing. It's like $900,000.
Right.
And I tell her, you know, you sell that place over there, which is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house, okay? And you can come over here and get an outstanding house for that kind of money.
Yes.
And that's so true. I mean, it's unbelievable. So all those people that have a lot of, you know, today $1 million for a house is nothing.
It's incredible.
It really is incredible.
And some, and I, we also noticed at the beginning of all this, when of course there was a lot of price gouging, you know, people were just like, you know, selling their house, you know, 100,000 over, 50,000 over. And even if it was appraised, there were actually situations where the buyer would say, well, we're going to have this appraised, and maybe it would come appraised under. The sellers would say, well, we still want you to come to the table with what we ask. And sometimes people would do it, even though it didn't appraise for that, because they just wanted it so bad.
If you're planning to come here and live here, say for a long period of time, you can go with a house that's underappraised because it's going to catch up and exceed, right? Probably in a very short period of time, it's going to exceed what you paid for it, even if you overpaid in this market. So,
you know, there's if you want to live in Orlando proper, there aren't that many houses. So that's why, you know, the city's extending itself. There's an awful lot of building around Orlando. There's a lot of change happening in Orlando. It is a changing city right now from the time that I came to Orlando originally. So,
and you also said that you're at an agency that does things differently. Tell us a little bit about what you meant by that.
Yeah.
Okay. So EXP has been around probably, I want to say since maybe 2007, 2008. I'm not sure about the exact year, but it was started by a man that worked for Keller Williams, a very successful man that kind of took the Keller Williams model and created an internet cloud-based company. We have over 70,000 realtors worldwide. We're global. It is where you've got, I guess a good example of it would be, take Blockbusters, for instance. Blockbuster came along, then Netflix came along. Well, what happened to Blockbuster? They went out of business. Netflix really took that market, and it's an internet-based market. Your brick and mortar stores, I was a perfect example. My brick and mortar store, then came Amazon. Well, guess what? It's taken away from the brick and mortar stores. We've seen so many big stores close down, the big box stores. Hilton, Marriott, along came Airbnb. Okay, so you're seeing this transition from the, you know, the brick and mortar stores. The real estate's doing the same thing. You don't really need a real estate office anymore where you can walk in and there's somebody sitting at the front desk and you got to go take all your, you know, your classes and so forth. EXP, I have an avatar. I go into EXP World. I can talk to my broker 24/7, 5 days a week. We have classes, you know, 50 classes a week if I want, and I can do it in my pajamas. The big thing about EXP, honestly, is that it is a 80-20 split, and we own the company. The agents get stock in this company. Whenever we sell something, we get stock. Whenever we bring agents on, we get stock. The stock works almost like a savings, like a retirement account. You know, it's just a really cool company.
Is this a public company?
It is.
So it's on the stock exchange?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, Lucy. Huh. And another thing, I know y'all have sort of heard about the metaverse, you know, this thing with the Facebook that the, have you heard about this where all avatar based things? Yep. Well, EXP is actually got an office in the metaverse and they're going to be doing seminars. So see, it's just really a little bit cutting edge and a little bit ahead of its time. So that's why I chose EXP, because I really felt that it was kind of trending to the future of maybe how things would be. And I like the fact that I can earn a little bit of money in the company. I mean, if I was at Coldwell Banker or RE/MAX and I left RE/MAX, but I brought a lot of clients and I brought new people, I don't get anything. I might get a plaque or a medal, you know, but with EXP, I'm able to actually have something. Have some cash.
I think another advantage based on what you said is, for instance, if I wanted to move to Paris, I could golf with you and find my place in Paris.
Yes,
I don't even have to make the trip yet. I mean, I'm not that rich that I could go ahead and buy something without seeing it. I'm not that brave.
No.
But it's wonderful to know that at least when I go there, I got three places to look at.
Absolutely. And what's kind of cool about that, because we are global, if, you know, Lucy, you said, you know, Kathy, I want to go buy a place in Paris. What I would do is I would contact an EXP agent over in Paris. And I would say, look, this is my client. This is my friend, Lucy, you know, and guess what? I get a little referral for that. They're going to take really good care of you, but I get a little, you know, I get a little referral, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere. And we do that a lot. I mean, I was working with somebody from Ohio that was looking in the Orlando area, and all of a sudden he switched to Jacksonville. And you know what? I said, it's just too far. I'm not going to go to Jacksonville. So I found him a really wonderful person that's helping him. So it's very nice. I just am really enjoying it. And also with EXP and most real estate offices, I just want to share this because maybe there's somebody out there that's listening that might be thinking about getting into real estate. When you join a brokerage, which EXP is my brokerage, they all have caps that you have to sell. I start out 80-20. I get 80%. EXP gets 20%. When I sell my first 16,000, I start making 100% commission. Not 80-20.
Wow.
And I don't have a brick and mortar store. I don't got to pay for secretaries. I just got to try to make that first 16,000. Then I get 100%. I just have to pay EXP a $250 application fee. There are a couple other companies around that operate like that, but they don't have stock options and they don't have the avatars and they're not in the meta world. And it's cool.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll take a break at this point.
Okay.
Once again, we're speaking with Kathy Palma, and her website is Kathy Lee Palma, Lee with two E's, KathyLeePalma.exprealty.com. Okay, you are listening to What's the Score, and we'll be right back with more. Welcome back to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with the winning combination for your business, whatever that business happens to be. And that includes nonprofit or for-profit. And don't forget to please sign up for the excellent newsletter at orlando.score.org. That way you'll know everything that Score has going on. And if you'd like to make an appointment or speak with someone at Score, you can even call them on the phone, 407-420-4844. And if you would like to visit them at the Score offices, they are now open, however, on a limited basis. Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2, isn't it, Lucy, for the offices?
Yes, and we are considering opening up our normal hours in May, but we just have to see what happens with this pandemic.
Yeah, it's a wait-and-see thing. All right.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, keep an eye open for the doors to be open more at Score. Okay, so how about
very
that?
Clever.
That's Rich Jake. I don't know where I get this stuff. It just comes to me. That's Rich Jake, Lucy Polito. I am Christopher Hart. Our guest today, Kathy Palma. She's a realtor. She's with EXP Realty, KathyLeePalma.exprealty.com. And we were just talking about how basically, the way people buy and sell is changing. Is that too simplified to say, Kathy?
No.
What's changing in the real estate business is how people buy and sell, and that means you can do business more remotely.
Yes, and I mean yes, it definitely, and it's been changing. You know, if you think about like I talked about, the brick and mortar stores, your Fannie Hillman, Coldwell Banker, et cetera. They had a store. People went into the building. They looked at the listings. They looked it up. Now what's happening is there's Zillow. There's Realtor.com. There's all these spinoffs of, you know, you could just plug in, hey, you want to look at something on, Lake Avenue in Winter Park, the zip code, and it pops up. You know, you can, it's just everything is done on the internet. Yep. And so that's also why I think as realtors, we have to really concentrate on doing a good social media campaign. You know, we've got to put ourselves out there. I mean, doing something like this, I think is very helpful. You know, we have to network. We have to put ourselves out there. I think the social media is very important as well. You know, Facebook, Instagram. I mean, I'm working on my campaign. I started it a couple of weeks ago. So it's just very important to stay up with all of these things that are happening. It's changing for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Just as recently, the annual cryptocurrency conference they have in Miami every year happened, and they were talking about how a house was bought here on the West Coast, Tampa area, via what they call these NFTs.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
It was done virtually. And this is not where somebody went on and looked at a video and said, that's the house I want. This was how the transaction was completed, was it not?
Yeah, I mean, and it's amazing. I mean, my younger son, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm trying to wrap my head around that whole, you know, cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and this and that. But
we all are.
Oh, yeah. But my younger son is the attorney. He's very much, he understands it. You know, he for all I know, he might be using all that over there in Paris. You know, I mean, he understands it. He gets it. And he's convinced, as a lot of these younger people are, that this is the wave of the future. I mean, I think I saw on the news, there's some city somewhere that it's called Crypto City. Have you heard of that? It's like a beach that all they do is they just use crypto. I can't remember.
I haven't heard about a city, but I have heard about a country that is doing it.
Well, then maybe it's
I think it's El Salvador who is doing that.
That's what it was. We saw it. I think it was on a 60 Minutes or something. Did you see that, Lucy?
I
think
No, I read about it.
They
turned their currency into crypto.
Right.
It's what they did, which is it's a small country, but it's a major change.
Right.
A major
big
change.
No what, kidding.
Big gamble.
Yeah. I hope never happen. That doesn't happen here because I'd be lost totally.
I know.
But we could very well lose our freedoms in the process.
That's right.
You know, China also has a very strong cryptocurrency that they're using now. And it's a way that they use to manipulate their population, especially during the COVID crisis. If you were, for instance, in the Wuhan province, when they shut the Wuhan province down, you can only go to places and spend money in Wuhan. Your accounts, your money was no good anywhere outside of there. And it was all because they could control your bank account. So, I mean, it's one thing to have this as a way of transaction. It's another way. It's another thing entirely to go full on into the digital currencies. And of course, every government in the world, including our own, recently the president signed an executive order to study how we would go to or adopt a, I believe they call them central bank digital currencies. So, but that's something aside because there's going to be digital transactions. I don't think there's any question about that. Digital currency entirely, that's a whole different question. So let's get back to the digital transactions because certainly those things will be going forward. But once again, this is still, at the end of the day, it's just a different way to transact how you buy and sell. And by the way, they're talking about you can perhaps digitally buy a portion of a building. It's like, say, a commercial building. Say you want to buy the 10th floor of the such and such building downtown. So there's going to be more and more options because of this as well, won't there be, Kathy, in terms of real estate investments and as well?
Sure, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, anytime you have more options, you know, that's good. And I do find that a lot of the younger people, you know, I'd say 30s and younger, they really understand this Bitcoin stuff. They understand it. And so, and there some people are pretty heavily, you know, involved with it, even with these like, I forget what they're called, but they're the photographs that you can buy and like you can buy a room. And I mean, it's all just so, it's mind blowing.
Yeah. The non-fungible tokens, I think they call them NFTs.
Yeah. And you pay a lot of Bitcoins or money for it. So,
right.
Yeah, now, with real estate, that you can now, as Chris says, you can buy parts of a building or parts of a house.
Yeah.
I mean, with as little as $10, they say. So, you know, you can invest in. So, I don't know who owns the Empire State Building, but say whoever wanted to buy that, you could invest $1,000 and you don't. You probably own the brick.
A little piece.
What they don't tell you is later on you get the $1,000 maintenance fee for maintaining the building.
Right. The assessment.
Or your brick.
So,
the new paint job for the, you know,
But
the
this all of this, however, begs the question because this begs the
question. Real estate is really, really working. I mean, it's very hot right now. That is the hot thing that we have.
All right. So all of this.
So let's hope that it continues.
All of this.
Everybody's sake. Right. If you own a home, you know you've made money.
Right.
All of this begs the question that this is a new way of transacting, but does it sounds like this is still requires a human element at some place along the line. And it seems like, especially in the real estate business, where people like to be comfortable with their purchases, that that the need for a realtor doesn't necessarily go away, at least hopefully not.
I don't think it will because you are, you know, when you're dealing with people looking for their home, they have to feel like they trust you. They, you know, you become almost part of the family. You develop long-lasting relationships with these people. You know, it's one of the most important, it is the most important purchase in most people's lives. And so, you know, that element of trust, and, you know, you won't get rid of the human element, because there's so many things that the agents do, you know, writing up the contracts, making sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. I mean, as far as, you know, getting the inspections done, you know, getting someone with the right loan officer. I mean, when you start, you know, I'll get a phone call from somebody that wants to look for a home. Well, you know what? We got to get that person pre-qualified. You can't just go look at a home now without being pre-qualified. You've got to go through that process unless you're paying cash. So, you know, we take them through a lot of different, you know, processes that I just don't see the realtors being knocked out of it, unless you're doing for sale by owner, which, you know, still goes on. But you know, you're still going to need an attorney or somebody, you know, to closing costs, you need a title company, you know, so we kind of walk people through that. We hold their hand.
Rich, you have a question?
Isn't Bitcoin trying to do away with that process? I mean, do away with the bankers and a lot of the stuff that the realtors do, aren't they? Isn't that part of their mission with this Bitcoin thing?
And I know, I'll be very honest with you. I am, you know, 2 years in the real estate business. I feel like I've learned a lot. As far as the Bitcoin, like I mentioned, I have heard of this, but I certainly am no expert in that at all. I mean, I think it would be very interesting to talk to somebody on your show that has that kind of information about the Bitcoin. I think, you know, that would be cool. I don't really know how to answer that question, but if it's a part of the future to come, we probably are going to see it.
I think
involved in real estate, and I don't know what that's going to do.
I think we did have a couple on several weeks ago, Rich, just you and I were on the show with them, where they were talking about these NFTs and cryptos and things, and
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they said, what you just said, Rich. All right, anyway, what we have to do is take a break, come back on the other side with more of What's the Score. Welcome back to What's the Score. Thanks again for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show. We really do appreciate that. Before we get back to the conversation with Kathy Palma, our guest today, Lucy Polito, Rich Jekyll, and myself, I'd like to remind you once again that if you would like to get your message out to a mass audience in a big way, then all you need to do is get with the folks here at Salem Media Group Orlando. It's so easy to do. You can call them, if you like, 407-618-1760 for Salem Media Group Orlando. Tell them you heard about them on the radio and you'd like to find out how radio can help you get your message out here around Central Florida and maybe even around the country. And also, they can help you now coordinate you with your social media platforms. And if you go to surroundorlando.com, you can find out how professionals here in the local area who understand the local area can help you integrate all your message in every way possible. And that is Salem Media Group Orlando. Surroundorlando.com, 407-618-1760. And when you go there, please tell them that you heard about them from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hart. All right, so let's get back to Kathy Palma, realtor. We've been talking about how people buy houses, that has changed. But I want to talk now a little bit more specifically about the market here in Central Florida, because there's lots of new construction going on, but I know that houses in town, they go fast too. Is it pretty much just anywhere in Central Florida somebody wants to put down a stake and buy a house, Kathy?
No, I mean, you know, as far as new construction, is that what you're asking?
New construction in particular, where's that happening? But also, isn't the market hot everywhere?
The market is hot everywhere, okay? But what happens is there are, like, you might hear there's a shortage of inventory. That's not necessarily true. There are a lot of homes, okay? But what happens is, When people come down, they want a specific home. They want four bedrooms. They want a pool. They want a fenced-in yard. They want a golf course. They want a lake, okay? You can't necessarily find all that. Plus, they want everything updated. Most of the houses, which, you know, if you've lived in Central Florida, they, you know, a lot of our big housing boom was in the 1980s when all these new developments, you know, the Aliquas and the Islesworth and, you know, these big places, the neighborhoods, you know, that's when all of this started growing. The Springs, you know, these kind of things. These homes are outdated. They're old. They need work. So what happens is the new construction, there is new construction going on. You'll see it around town. What happens is you can go to College Park and you can buy one of those little homes and knock it down. But you know what? You're going to pay $600,000 to $800,000 for the dirt. You're going to pay Winter Park. You're going to pay $1 million for the dirt. I live off of Lake Killarney. There's little places. This used to be the naval base where they would fly the seaplanes. There are little homes. I'm not kidding you. The land is like $1 million. Okay. Wow. So what happens is for new construction, to get the best bang for your buck, new construction, they're going out to the outskirts. Claremont is hot, building a lot of new construction out in Claremont, which is a beautiful area. Winter Garden, DeLand, Deltona, Oviedo. You know, before you know it, Osteen's going to be all built up there.
You hear you that, Rich? Know. You're sitting
you
on a gold
to,
mine.
You know, not go to that good little diner. But, I mean, that's what's happening. And, you know, there's delays in new construction because the supply chain, you know, they might start a building, but they can't get the windows for, you know, 2 months. So there's just delays. I mean, it's, I think what happens is then buyers end up buying a home. If they want to be in Winter Park, they're going to buy an older home. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to flip it. They're going to put money into it, or they're going to tear it down. So that's sort of what we see with new construction. If you drive around Orlando, I'm sure y'all have seen it.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me ask you this. What I have seen also a lot is buildings, apartment buildings.
Yes.
I don't know if those are going to be rentals or they are condos.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. They could. There are apartments. I was actually visiting yesterday. I visited something out in Buena Vista. It was a hotel, a big hotel area that now they're selling condos. They're fixing them up, turning this hotel into condos, having people come down, buy the condos, and then they're put in a rental program for tourists. So that's your investment type properties. Those are kind of hot right now as well. You know, investment properties, because with an investment property, you can have a better chance getting a loan, but you got to put down 20 to 25% before you can get a loan for an investment property, where an FHA loan is 3%. You know, so there's a difference with that. But yeah, I mean, you could look at, you know, condos that, you know, or apartments that turned into condos. You see it, you know, it definitely happens. But there are a lot more fancy apartments, which you've seen those go up everywhere. And, you know, the reason they're there is because people want new. They want to have that gym in there, and they want to have the Starbucks coffee nearby. And, you know, it's kind of a trendy thing. And, you know, you can pay anywhere for a two bedroom, you could pay $2,400 to $3,500 a month for a two bedroom.
Or rent.
Rent.
Yeah.
For rent.
Yeah. What's that, Margaritaville? Is that the one you're specific?
Actually, the one that I was at yesterday was Lake Buena Vista Residence Village. Okay. And, you know, it's right there by the Prime Outlet Malls. It's a cool concept. I've got, you know, investors from New York that are looking at it. I mean, it's like, they're asking $195,000. It's a two bedroom, two bath. But it needs a lot of work. It's just very, very outdated, you know.
And is that considered, that would be considered a condo, right?
Yeah, it would be considered.
So, what would be the maintenance of that? That'd be pretty high, I would think.
The maintenance, the particular maintenance on this one is, I think it was $654 a month. But then they tacked on other things. I mean, I have the paper stuck over here somewhere. So it ends up like the profit statement that I saw on that was for 2019. I think the property brought $36,000. But when you deducted, you know, and they didn't
taxes. Taxes would be high.
Taxes were about $2,700. Not that bad over there. But when you took everything out, really and truly, they only netted like $9,000. Now, that was in 2019, and I think it would only get better as time goes on, you know, but that's not really a great rate of return.
No.
You know?
Okay.
The investment property side is new to me, but I find it kind of intriguing. I'm learning because I've got a client in New York that's what they're looking for. So I'm learning that.
Okay.
Which is fun.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Kathy Palma, realtor, is our guest. She's with EXP Realty, and they are traded on the stock exchange. So you can check them out that way. And her website is Kathy Lee Palma. Lee spelled with two E's. KathyLeePalma.exprealty.com. KathyLeePalma.exprealty.com. We just have a couple of minutes left here, but something else I've noticed going on in town, and that would be maybe Winter Park, Orlando, wherever, where older homes are being bought, demolished, and something new built in its place. Sometimes it's a single family home, but bigger, or it could be a townhome, two side by side.
It's definitely happening. Yeah, you can go, drive around Winter Park. You can see that all over Winter Park. You can see it in College Park. You can head down to Orlando. Down into the Longwood area. See the same things. You can go into some of these, like the Aliquots, the older Aliquots, and some of these other ones that are even off of Markham Woods Road, and you're seeing it. Sweetwater Club, one of the oldest, gated communities in Orlando, started by Husky probably in the 70s.
Oh yeah,
I think.
It was.
You see a lot, and I tell you, that's a beautiful area. I actually lived there for about 19 years, and it's beautiful because the lots are big. You don't find big lot lines anymore. But people are going and tearing down million something houses and rebuilding.
Yep.
Isn't that going to take away from the ambiance of the place that was originally,
I mean, I think that they're still have, you know, like you're grandfathered into your, you know, what you're allowed to do, in a place. I mean, they've got certain boundaries. You can't do this or you can't do that. I mean, and in a lot of these communities, you know, you've got the HOAs. So they tell they're pretty much in control of, oh, no, you can't build a tennis court and a Olympic pool, so all these places kind of have guidelines. But I mean, I lived in College Park for a little while, and it's amazing what's kind of happening there.
All right. Sure enough. And that's where we're going to have to leave it for today. But it's been fascinating speaking with you. Once again, Kathy's website, KathyLeePalma.exprealty.com. KathyLeePalma.exprealty.com. And while you're plowing around the web, please don't forget to sign up for the SCORE newsletter at orlando.score.org. And please like us, that is to say especially Rich, on the Facebook page, SCORE Orlando on Facebook. Well, Kathy, thanks for being with us today, and we'll look forward to having you back again in the future. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Until next week, that's going to be all for What's the Score?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.